everyone, this is Lori, and this is A Burst of Color. It's a new feature here on Color Buds, and these shorter podcasts are an effort to bring more diversity to what we have to offer. In one of our previous podcasts, I had mentioned that the strips of color chips aren't arranged in any particular order, and they aren't good guides to use for creating complete wall color schemes. I had said that some of the strips did look like a literal stepping down from darkest to lightest, and other color strips were more random and mixed up. So today on this first burst of color, I want to elaborate on what I meant when I said that. I'm going to use two commonly used collections of colors from Benjamin Moore as examples, Classic Colors and Color Preview. Classic Colors is a collection of complex natural colors, and it's almost 30 years old. If you look at the pictures, it's the strip of blues. Color Preview was released in 2000, and its intent is to be a cleaner, clearer counterpoint to the muted classic colors. Achieving the more direct and simple Color Preview colors, like you see on the strip of pinks, means using, on average, just 1 to 2 colorants. Classic colors, on the other hand, are mixed, again on average, using 3 to 4 colorants per color. When you look at the strip chips from each collection, you can see that they differ. If you look closely, you can see that the strip chips of the simpler Color Preview colors appear to be a nice, neat arrangement of color from darkest up to lightest. It appears that the darkest color has been let down in even increments, creating a scale. It appears that it's the same color because the undertone from darkest to lightest remains consistent. Only the intensity changes in steps. The term letdown refers to a formulaic approach to mix colors. It means starting with a quantity of colorant and then decreasing and adjusting colorant to the amount of whiteness in a particular can of base in order to create a range of new colors from the original color. The fewer colorants involved, the easier and more consistent and even the steps of your scale of new colors will be. This is why the Color Preview strips of colors look like a literal stepping down of dark to light. Since Classic Colors palette uses more colorants per color, the steps on those color strips in that collection look a little more inconsistent or uneven in characteristic and nuance. With this palette, it's far easier to see and understand how letting down the amount of colorant can result in creating a completely new set of colors. It's not the same as just starting with one color and then simply creating different intensities. Instead, classic color strips can show an obvious shift of undertone and sometimes even a slight shift in color temperature as the colorants are decreased and adjusted down from darkest to lightest. We should also talk about cutting formulas. Lots of times people will ask for colors cut by 50%, 20%, 25%, something like that, in an effort to get a less intense color. It's a practice I don't really recommend. In fact, I really try to avoid it and talk people out of it because it's a purely experimental process. You don't know what you're going to get until you actually do it, and it can get expensive, especially if you don't know the color very well that you're trying to cut and if you don't have the right staff support at the paint store. It takes a little know-how to pull that off, and it's not so easy to do. Even if you understand the colorants and their underlying signatures really well, it's still very difficult to predict what's going to happen when you mix two or more colorants together. And even analyzing the individual colorants isn't going to get you very far. That's because the characteristics of colorants aren't uniform, and neither are cans of base paint. The particle sizes within the colorants can vary, and some colorants are more transparent than others. Some are simply stronger than others and will dominate in the mix, but you can't know or predict which colorant or what part of which colorant will end up being dominant or what parts will be completely overpowered and neutralized until you mix the color, let it dry, and then take a look. If cutting formulas to arrive at a less intense paint color is what you really want to do, then you're better off trying it with a color from the simpler Color Preview palette and not the more complex Classic Colors, because Classic Colors are mixed using more colorants. The bottom line is there is no guaranteed built-in color strategy in those strips of colors. As logically laid out as they may seem, you still have to take it one individual color at a time. And following color advice, like always choose the color in the middle of the strip, or pick a color on the strip and then go one up just to be safe, isn't smart. And I frankly don't know where or how that kind of color advice ever came about, but it's kind of silly. However, Fandex and color strips are critical color tools, and understanding how they work and what they can and cannot do can be really helpful. Hopefully, this more detailed explanation of how strips of paint color chips are organized and created will enable you to make better use of those tools of the trade. So, that's it for this burst of color. If you have any questions, you can email chat@colorpods.com. That's chat@colorpods.com. Thanks for listening.